Today's episode is brought to you by Ringer. Record both ends of your conversation in perfect clarity. Get 25% off an annual premium plan. Use code REWATCHTIME. My name is John Wick. You killed my dog. Prepare to die, John Wick.
Excuse me? How much for the car?
She's not for sale.
I have good day, sir.
Daisy.
I lost everything. That dog was a final gift from my dying wife.
Jonathan, you got out once. You dip so much as a pinky back into this pond, you may find something reaching out to pull you back in.
It's personal.
Where'd you get that car?
What does it matter?
It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
That nobody?
That nobody.
I'm just sorting some stuff out.
Task your crew.
How many?
As many as you have.
Hey, John. I thought I'd let myself in.
People keep asking if I'm back. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
John Wick.
How good's your laundry?
No one's that good.
I thought not.
Welcome to the Rewatch Time. I'm your host, Ronaldo, and I'm here with Johnny. Hey guys, let's talk about John Wick. What do you think about John Wick? I think it's the perfect action movie. It got everything I like about action movies. Well, how about you? I like how Viggo described John's character. Here's some clip of that.
Was an associate of ours. We called him Baba Yaga.
The boogeyman?
Well, John wasn't exactly the boogeyman. He was the one you sent to kill the fucking boogeyman.
For our next segment, the summary. Legendary assassin John Wick, played by the actor Keanu Reeves, retired from his violent career after marrying the love of his life. Her sudden death leaves John in deep sadness. When sadistic mobster Yusef Cherasov, played by the actor Alfie Allen, and his thugs steal John's prized car and kill his puppy, Daisy. Okay. Before we move on, let's talk about our personal experience watching John Wick. What is your experience watching John Wick for the first time? Did you like it, Johnny? When I first heard John Wick, I didn't think it will be a good movie, but I'm wrong. It was the best action movie in this year. I personally like John Wick. My son liked John Wick because of Fortnite. He told me he's using John Wick in the game. That's great. Yes, it is. Okay, that's it for our own personal experience watching John Wick. Let's move on to the most heroic moment in the movie. Marcus betrayed Viggo and saved John Wick is definitely the most heroic moment. What do you think, Johnny? I agree, Marcus saving John was one of the most heroic scenes in the movie. Okay, that's it. For our next one, the best part of John Wick journey. What do you think, Johnny? I think the best part of his journey was when John Wick decided to go back to his former job to hunt and kill Yusuf. I agree. Okay. For our next segment, the most rewatchable scene. What do you think the most rewatchable scene, Johnny? I have a couple of nominees. The pencil scene, John Wick house scene, and the Baba Yaga scene, or Boogeyman scene. For my nominees, I choose Viggo and John, final fight scene, Red Circle, bat scene, harbor chase scene. Okay, let's vote. I vote for the pencil scene. I agreed. Pencil scene is definitely the most rewatchable scene.
I once saw him kill three men in a bar with a pencil.
Killing three person with a pencil was impressive. I know, I never heard of someone that can do that other than John Wick. I agree. Hey, if you are a podcast movie fan like we are, check out Luminary. They have launched a bunch of great shows you can only find in their platform, including the spin-out of the show The Rewatch Time, Luminary. The app is free to download, include many different podcasts that you love, all enhanced by easy to use app. Luminary has the right show for you. Check it out. Alright. For the next segment, the most memorable quote, let's pick. I once saw him kill three men with a pencil. John will come for you and you will do nothing because you can't do nothing. That's my nominee. How about you, Ronaldo? Well, John wasn't exactly the boogeyman. He was the one who sent to kill the boogeyman. That's nobody is John Wick. That's mine. Let's vote. I vote for the John will come for you and you will do nothing because you can't do nothing. What do you think? I agreed because this quote tells us that if John wants to kill you, you can't do anything.
John will come for you.
Okay, that's it for our quotes. Johnny, do you have any interesting fact about John Wick? Actually, I have. Here are some interesting facts about John Wick. Number 1. Director Chad Stahelski was actually Keanu Reeves' stuntman double in the Matrix film. Number 2. Keanu Reeves did some of his own stunt work, but he doesn't consider himself as a stuntman. Number 3. In the original script, John Wick was written as a man in his mid-60s. Number 4. John's back tattoo means fortune favors the bold. That's interesting. Before we finish this podcast, I have a final question for you, Johnny. Okay, I'm ready. Is this the most heroic movie made in the last 10 years? I think it's not the most heroic movie because John Wick is not even a hero, he was an anti-hero. Okay, that's great. That's it for today's episode, guys. See you in the next episode of The Rewatch Time. This is your host, Ronaldo and Johnny. We're out.